Robert Bolt is a writer who was the screenwriter for the movie Man for All Seasons. He wrote once, "A belief is not merely an idea the mind possesses. It is an idea that possesses the mind." The key ideas that possess our minds as Christians come into clear focus on Easter Day. These are the ideas that are revealed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and those ideas hold us and give us life and hope. With the coming of Christ to the world, we were finally able to see God in some tangible way. The Old Testament view of God, as articulated in Exodus, was God saying, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." The New Testament view is that we have seen God in the human flesh of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus Christ lived, died, and was resurrected. And because of that belief which holds us, we believe that we live, die, and will be resurrected. And so will those whom we love. So what does it mean when we say we believe? The English word believe comes from the German word, which shares roots with lieben, which means to love. Believe originally meant to hold dear, to give allegiance to, rather than signifying an ascription to propositional sentences on doctrine. Believing is not listing dogma and doctrines and intellectually nodding yes to them. It is a holding dear of God above all else, giving allegiance to him amid a clang of other priorities, trusting in his life-giving salvation when all that we see in this world is transience and death. Believing is not so much testing God with the intellect. It is hearing God with the heart. Later in the service, we will recite the Nicene Creed, and we say the word believe a great deal in that creed, and we are saying in that creed that these are the tenets of our faith that we hold dear. These are not intellectual propositions, but an honoring and a valuing with the heart and soul. Each of us can live without fear of death, ours or the death of those we love, because we believe in resurrection, because this belief holds us in times of pain and loss and fear. So for Christians, this is our big day. Not April Fool, but Easter. It is when we specifically celebrate the key belief in Christianity, belief in the resurrected Jesus, the belief that holds us when all else fails us. This belief in resurrection matters, not because we're supposed to go to church, not because human beings have an innate longing for the spiritual, not because we're supposed to go to church to earn points in a game called Go to Heaven After You Die. This belief matters in our lives today, and it holds us. It means that we can live our lives in joy and gratitude without fear of death. We can live without anxiety over what happens or what has happened to loved ones we have lost. I come to church because I need to believe that Jesus' tomb was empty. When I see Jesus' empty tomb, I see my parents' empty tombs. I see my sister's empty tomb. I see the empty tombs of all the people here that we have known and loved and lost. I believe in resurrection. I believe Jesus is risen and present with us today. And I believe that Jesus is still present in human flesh. Every time we see the love of one person for another. This is the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. As Christians, this belief in an empty tomb and in the victory of God over death isn't just dogma. It isn't an abstract thought to be argued and debated. It is the belief that holds us, creates, redeems, and sustains us. I believe in resurrection. I hold dear that I will be reunited with those whom I love but see no more. I have chosen to let this belief hold me. Even though I don't understand it and cannot explain it intellectually. So do we insist on possessing religious belief, on declaring dogma with certainty and making belief nothing more than an idea that the mind possesses? Or can we find a way to trust in God enough to let this belief, this holding dear of God, possess us? Amen.